Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromek covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Murray settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Murray. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gromek strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Philly scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Luke Easter. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosen is walked intentionally. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and has Kennedy trapped. There's the throw to Fox, who tags Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing first base. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Pierce reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimek strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel is walked intentionally. Robinson moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Doby. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Boudreau scores. Rosen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Clark moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.